The annual legislative session is typically marked with plenty of partisanship, but this year lawmakers in both parties are working together on flood relief bills.
You know, when you're in the minority party, you think, hey, this is a really great place to go, right? Because you have an equal voice at the table.
Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs says the Flood Disaster Study Committee was truly a bipartisan effort.
People got to work quickly on that. I think we're doing really good work for the state.
Some of that work includes more money to help impacted counties repair roads and limited liability to all volunteers responding to a disaster so they can't be sued if something goes wrong.
What we're working on in the committee is to be better prepared for the future.
Democratic Representative Dave Young of Greeley co-chaired the Flood Study Committee, and he's sponsoring a bill to clarify that state funds can help communities come up with local matching FEMA funds.
Their entire community is wiped out. They don't have the financial resources to come up with a 25% match. Communities like Jamestown could only come up with about 2.5%.
2013 was also a year for destructive wildfires, and state officials expect the wildfire season to become longer and even more devastating. Lawmakers are moving forward a tax credit to homeowners for removing trees from their property, and there's a measure to provide death benefits for seasonal firefighters killed in the line of duty. But the boldest idea is still in limbo.
We're running out of time, and I see this going up to the last day, and that's very frustrating.
That's Republican Senator Steve King from Grand Junction. He supports mitigation efforts in the fire-prone areas, but wants more state muscle to put out wildfires and prevent damage to watersheds.
We have 4 million acres of dead trees around our water. Water which provides life to 25 million people, not only in Colorado, but six lower basin states. I can't think of a larger priority.
King is waiting for a state study on the cost effectiveness of an air fleet before moving something forward. But lawmakers are not even considering some of the tougher proposals stemming from the governor's wildfire task force, such as a minimum statewide building code, a fee for people living near forests to pay for fire mitigation, and an upgraded mapping system that could show the fire risk on specific properties. Democratic Senate President Morgan Carroll says those measures go too far.
One of the problems with mapping is the very people we might be trying to help, we might be stigmatizing essentially their property values and creating sort of an unintended glut in the market where you kind of get the scarlet letter.
Lawmakers say disaster relief will continue to be a top priority as they debate the budget later this month. Representative Dave Young warns that especially when it comes to flood victims, many people are still hurting and displaced, and he hopes the state will have the resources to tackle those unmet needs. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.